Iceland has been one of the countries hardest hit by the economic crisis. One thing it still has going for it, though, is its draw for American artists, writers, and musicians. Alyssa Quart is one of them. She's a New York-based writer. She recently took a trip to Iceland. Even after she got home, Iceland lingered with her.
I went to Iceland 3 months ago because I knew it was a country of paradoxes. For starters, there are only 300,000 Icelanders, yet most of them are really literate. Much of the small island is covered in ice, yet their homes are heated by scalding water that literally runs under the ground. I bought into Brand Iceland. I visited the art spots Reykjavik, Stykkiholmur, and Búvir. I swam in a hot river and slept in a hotel where the walls were painted lichen green. When I came back to New York, I was still seeing traces of Iceland everywhere. There was even a new Iceland-themed exhibit by the American artist Ronnie Horn. It's going on at the Whitney Museum right now. Icelandic singer Olaf Arnalds played at the opening. Horn's show starts right in the elevator with aquatic sound art.
Murmurs, water hushes, water rushes, water gushes, water burbles. Water
the show
babbles,
is full of pictures of Iceland, geothermal water, taxidermic birds, faces floating on the surface of hot springs. She's drawn to the isolation, the communal atmosphere, and above all, the landscape. Donna DeSalvo curated Horn's show. She sees the draw of Iceland like this.
You know, the extremes where you have volcanic activity marching right down to the sea, and this collapse, in a sense, for us, at least when you live in an urban environment like New York, to see this extreme range of terrain, you know, is just magical in many ways.
Iceland has long attracted other American artists. Call it Artland. Yoko Ono, Richard Serra, and the poet Ann Carson all came here looking for a muse. Same with Eileen Miles. She wrote about it in her new book, The Importance of Being Iceland.
I think Iceland is really interesting because it just happened to be to the side in a way, so that certain things could continue to exist and certain people could have a sort of self-effacing way of looking at their own culture.
I love that Icelandic self-effacement. There's that appeal of their music and literature. It's all about stubborn iconoclasm. An experimental writer like Miles could seem odd in the world of American letters, but in Iceland, odd is perfectly normal.
Icelandic artists are really proud of how many odd, strange people who lived in strange ways were part of their history. It's like you just wouldn't, American artists wouldn't go for kind of a sort of a folkish approach to who we are and really claim lineage to these oddballs. You know, this is kind of a funky pride.
While Iceland was a dreamscape for artists, it also floated by on a wildly inflated economy of credit. Iceland's fishing culture migrated into banking and boutique hotels. Then it all crashed. Now crushed by debt, their currency devalued, do the newly poor Icelanders still see themselves in the portraits American artists make of them? Philosopher Oddný A. Iversdóttir says in a way they do. Icelanders depend on American artists' view of their country, just like American artists depend on Iceland.
We are living inside it, inside the crisis situation. We are really hoping that inside Iceland's economy, we are heading towards this metaphor of an Iceland as a health and beautiful place where you can go away, like an asylum. And I really hope that we will go there. So it's like at this moment, the guest's eye, that the metaphors of others, it's so helpful.
These metaphors may not help so much in the end, but Iceland will still have its amazing, strange indie music to keep Artland alive, all those heated, waterlogged dreams. For the world, this is Alyssa Quart.
Kemurðu bróðum að heimsækja líklara, hvernig væri nú að leita sér að fara í góðan gýr? Saman.
Buff Arnold's song Clara ends our show today. We're online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Travel safely wherever you're headed and enjoy the long weekend.
bitna li.